This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 12th, brought to you by Rabble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. ALRB orders Wonderful to sign UFW contract. Digesters get congressional backing, and WOTUS in play after Chevron? ALRB orders Wonderful to enter UFW contract. Time has run out for Wonderful Nurseries to negotiate a bargaining agreement with United Farm Workers. The Agriculture Labor Relations Board has ordered the farm worker employer to seal a union contract through a mediator. In February, UFW filed a majority support petition through California's new and controversial card check law. ALRB certified that most of the workers signed cards in favor of unionization, despite claims of misleading workers. Wonderful has been fighting the petition through lengthy closed-door hearings at the board and challenging card check in a lawsuit. The company has pushed the court to delay the mediator negotiations while the case plays out. Dems push back on excluding digesters from hydrogen production. California Senator Alex Padilla's joined a growing coalition of Congress members urging the Treasury Department to be more flexible in its tax credits for hydrogen production. The department's three-pillars approach would exclude from the program biomethane derived from dairy digesters and other captured methane sources. The proposal has fired up environmental justice advocates as they push the Newsom administration and state lawmakers to take the same approach. Last month, however, six of California's House members called for Treasury to issue a special exemption for the state, allowing it to take its own path. The senators, meanwhile, more specifically targeted methane, arguing that without significant changes, one of the most powerful job creation and emission reduction tools in the IRA will likely be hamstrung by future court challenges, congressional opposition, and unfulfilled private sector investment. WOTUS, ag policy could benefit from Chevron reversal, Rouser says. North Carolina Republican Representative David Rouser says the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule could be vulnerable due to the Supreme Court's recent overruling of the Chevron doctrine, which had given federal agencies authority to interpret the laws passed by Congress. Most major House committees, including Transportation and Infrastructure, Agriculture, Ways and Means, and Energy and Commerce, for example, are probing for regulations that might, quote, run afoul of the new administrative regime, Rouser noted. He said on AgriPulse Newsmakers, I would suspect it would be quite a number, particularly the ones that don't really pass the smell test. You can check back to our website and watch for the new episode of AgriPulse Newsmakers featuring Rouser, Ray Starling, and Barbara Patterson discussing WOTUS Proposition 12 and an outlook on issues facing rural voters. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Hoven. Maybe better to wait on a farm bill. A leading Republican senator says delaying the farm bill to next Congress would be preferable to passing one this year without needed changes to the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs. John Hoven, a senior member of the Senate Ag Committee and ranking member of the Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, told AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey yesterday those commodity programs are key to getting more farm in the farm bill. We want to get a farm bill, but it's most important that we get a good farm bill that works for our farmers and ranchers, Hovind said. It's more important that we get that done than we get it done this year. If it takes us to next year, then it takes us to next year. If a farm bill remains stalled into September, Hovind said the House and Senate Ag Committees should pass a new extension of the 2018 farm bill sooner versus later to avoid any confusion out of the country. The message is, it's most important that we get this right so that support for farmers and ranchers is here, Hovind said. Produce business sanctioned over PACA violations. USDA has sanctioned three produce businesses in Arkansas, New York, and Virginia for not meeting contractual obligations to produce sellers and not paying the subsequent reparation awards issued under the Perishable Agriculture Commodities Act. The PACA reparation awards require businesses to pay damages for failing to meet their obligations in buying and selling fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables. As a result of the sanctions, the businesses' PACA licenses will be suspended. The principal operators also will be prohibited from engaging in PACA licensed business or other activity without USDA approval. The penalized businesses are E and Triple R LLC in Jonesboro, Arkansas, for not paying a $9,110 award to a California seller. Otto Bremen, Inc. and Yonkers, New York, for not paying $12,361 award to a Pennsylvania seller. And Blue Light Produce LLC in Charlottesville, Virginia, for not paying a $93,322 reward to an Arizona seller. APHIS response to bird flu, $1.3 billion and counting. USDA's response to avian influenza in poultry and cows will end up costing at least $2 billion. That according to figures shared by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service on an AgriPulse webinar yesterday. Jonathan Zack, director of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service National Preparedness and Incident Coordination Center, said APHIS has committed about $1.3 billion to date, including $901 million to cover depopulation of poultry and eggs, and $239 million on disposal of birds and the personnel costs associated with that. A total also includes $163 million to address the recent outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cows. Another $816 million is available to continue addressing the presence of avian flu in both poultry and cows, he said, and he emphasized that more resources will be available if needed. APHIS is reporting 146 dairy herds in 12 states have been infected since the first detection in Texas in late March. In poultry, meanwhile, an egg layer operation in Colorado was hit earlier this week. The Colorado Sun reported the facility has nearly 1.8 million birds. Zack confirmed that the virus has moved from dairy farms to poultry farms in some cases. Based on the phylogenetic footprint, he said, I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.